Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. I want to thank you guys for listening to the last show and for all the letters and comments I got. Those are great. I really appreciate it. Everybody's got their own opinion on what Jody Havna and I talked about on the last show. Take the time to go over to Jody's show if you don't already. Strange Ways Podcast is awesome, and he records with all kinds of friends, and he has a permanent crew that's usually with him, but when he feels like it, he'll do little short little mini-sodes, and they're really awesome, and he's totally on another level of zen than most people. And once you listen to his show, you love him and you think he's great. I've never met him in person, but I hope to God that one day I do, because I think that he and I are, you know, we would have the best time and have the best conversations. He's really awesome. Also, review his show, you know, on iTunes. I need you to do that for me too. On iTunes, when you subscribe or in your subscription, go look. There's reviews. Review the show. What that does is that puts me higher and higher up, I guess, as far as like rankings go or how we get paid attention to. And once it gets up to a certain level, I'm able to call certain guests and go, hey, this is Podcast Rock City, and they'll know who we are and they'll want to do the show. I hadn't taken that step yet. I want to, but right now I'm enjoying talking to the other podcasters. I'm going to do a contest. If you lit now, unfortunately, it's only for people that are in Georgia or are going to be in Georgia when KISS comes in July. But I'm going to give away 2 tickets. And you're going to sit with me during the show. We're going to sit on the lawn. I always sit on the lawn. I enjoy the lawn. The people that are in the back are always having a lot of fun. And it's not as crowded. You can chill out. I'm sure you understand. But what we're going to do is we're going to meet at the venue. We're going to go inside. We're going to get some food. We're going to get some drinks. We're going to go sit on the lawn. We're going to watch the show. And then after that, we're going to do a podcast, or maybe even during, I don't know, whatever we can get away with. We're going to do a podcast, and you guys are going to be my guests on the podcast. How you enter: Podcast Rock City, the number one, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. All I want you to do is put your name, your what city you live in locally. I mean, if you're in Alabama and you're going to be coming to Atlanta, go ahead. If you're going to be in South Carolina, if you're in South Carolina or Tennessee and you're coming to Atlanta and you want to try to win, you know, a ticket to hang out with me, not that that's like a huge prize, but you'll get to see KISS and we'll get to do a podcast together, and that'll be a lot of fun. So your name, what city you live in, and your phone number, because once I do the drawing, I'm going to need to call you and let you know, hey, don't buy a ticket yet. And I'll do that on July 1st. Okay, so if you haven't purchased tickets yet, and you know, there'll be plenty of time to get seats after I do the contest. So if you haven't gotten them yet, go ahead and enter the contest. Do it now. Send it in, and because I'm sure there's going to be a lot. Hopefully, there'll be a lot anyway. I want to send out my normal weekly thank yous to all the other podcasts. Please go and listen to them. They're very good and they're fun. And, you know, I heard Matt Porter say it the other day, and it's the absolute truth. If you really want to, you can download enough shows to where you just listen to KISS talk all week long. It's just hours and hours and hours of it. So many that I can't even – it's hard to keep up. But it's so much fun to get in my car, take my iPhone, plug it into the stereo, and just listen to 2 hours of Matt Porter or an hour and a half, 2 hours of the podcast. It's just – they're just great shows. So this week I needed a guest, and I thought to myself, I haven't had anybody on that's doing the KISS tribute thing, or some people, you know, it just depends on – they don't call them cover bands. It's KISS tribute, and And I thought to myself, I don't want that the regular guys that everybody gets. I want somebody different. And we've all heard the male perspective of this. So I thought maybe I should get a woman. So I hooked up with Lace Fraley from Pris. Lace, how you doing?
Dad, I'm good. How are you?
I am spectacular. I'm very excited to have you on. A couple of, before we get started, I want to tell everybody about your band. It's called Pris, P-R-I-S-S, right?
Yes.
And how long have you been in the band since the band's inception?
I joined like 3 months after they first started up. So yeah, pretty much like from the beginning.
And how many years have you guys been going now?
I think we're getting close to 4 years now that we've been going.
Wow, that's awesome. And I want to make sure that we tell everybody about your band. I've gone and done a little bit of research, and I saw that you guys did. You guys pretty much play anywhere that'll have you, from what I can see. Including, I see you guys did. Did you guys do a charity event for the Kiss Cruise?
Yes, we did. That was last year, and then we played on the Kiss Cruise last year also.
Oh man, that's the 1 year I didn't go. that would have been awesome. I hope they bring you guys back this year.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Did you guys have fun?
Oh, it was a blast. It was so much fun.
It is a total amazing trip. I went on 1 and 2, and me and my friends skipped 3 because, well, we have kids, and Halloweens are, you know, you don't get many. At some point, they don't want you to go out with them anymore.
That's true.
But I'm going to go this year, and I'm even going to do the podcast from the boat. I'm going to record it there, and hopefully it'll be a lot of fun. So, obviously, guys, Lace Fraley is the space woman. Do you go by the space woman or something like that? I know you have.
Yeah,
Yeah, that's awesome. And let me tell you, you can play guitar, girl.
Oh, thanks.
I watched some videos and I was like, man, this is really good. To be honest with you, and I'm not just saying that because you're a girl. I'm saying it because I don't usually go to the tribute bands. You know, I don't know why. I saw a couple years and years ago, and they just weren't really good. And I think it was just some guys that just felt like getting together and trying it, you know. But you guys have really like honed your craft and got it together, and you know, everybody in the band plays well and singing well, and I really enjoyed watching the videos. I hope you guys come to Atlanta sometime.
Well, I hope so too. That would be a lot of fun for sure.
Now you guys just went overseas and to play for the troops.
Yes.
And where did you guys go?
A couple weeks ago, actually. We went to the country of Qatar.
Uh-huh.
We played there, one of the bases out there.
And how long were you there?
We were there for, I think, 5 days. Yeah, 4 or 5 days, something like that. And plus the several days it took to travel.
Yeah. Oh, it takes. You guys fly, and then is it you go? You left out of California?
Yeah, we left out of California, went to Washington, flew out of Washington D.C. to. I think we landed in. I'm getting confused because we landed in multiple cities.
Oh, that's okay. That's how they got you there. They were like,
yeah, there's a little jumping around in the different countries and cities before we got there. And, yeah, it's a little exhausting, but it's extremely rewarding to play with the troops.
Yes.
And, yeah, I have 2 brothers that are in the military, so, actually one just retired, but, I always love entertaining the troops.
Giving back.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Now, I did see a picture of you unmasked on your Facebook page. It looks like it's from a few years ago where you've got like – it looked like an Ibanez. And were you always an Ace Fraley fan, or were you like a Vi fan and became a Fraley fan? Or were you always a Kiss fan? Or
I've always been a Kiss fan. I started out on Ibanez because it's the neck is thinner and it's a little easier for female musicians to play because they don't quite have as you know, long of hands and as large of hands as guys, but, you know, over the years, my hands have strengthened, and I can play on a Les Paul now, and it's, you know, not as challenging as it was when I was first learning how to play guitar, so.
Yeah, and you play very well, and the Les Paul is nice.
Oh, yeah, I love the Les Paul.
How many guitars do you have now?
Gosh.
Wow, if you have to think about it.
Getting close to 30 now, I think.
Holy mackerel. That is awesome. I work with a guy that has 65, but to be fair, he's 65 years old. So you've amassed.
Oh, well, see, there you go. You have to get one every year. One every year. Every birthday. Yeah.
You've amassed a nice collection. What's your favorite one?
I love playing the Les Paul. I have an Explorer that is has been hot rodded with a trimble, like a dream too.
Wow, yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That's really nice.
All right, so now that we've learned a little about you, now that we've learned a little about your band, and we'll get more into that in a little bit, but let's talk about a few things. How did you get into Kiss?
I've loved the band Kiss since I was a kid. And I never got to see them live in concert because when I was, growing up, I wasn't really allowed to go to concerts. And then whenever I got into, they weren't really playing around whenever I was started to be able to actually go out to concerts. When they did the reunion tour, the first time I got to see them. And I was totally blown away. It was awesome. And I was just totally... more so into them than I was even before that, and I've been a huge fan ever since, I saw them in concert. Because, there's just no comparison to any other concerts. I mean, they just blow people away with their concerts.
You're right. There is no band that can touch them. And was Ace your favorite right off the bat, or were you a Paul fan or a Gene fan?
Ace.
Ace with Ace. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Now you live in California. Are you able to get to any of the or follow any of the LA Kiss football games or anything like that?
I haven't been yet. I was actually trying to get season tickets, but didn't really work out because they weren't very good seats. But I am planning on going to see one of those, and that should be fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. How far away from where they play do you live?
Oh, gosh, like 6 miles.
Oh, wow. They're playing right now, aren't they?
Are they?
I think they're playing right now. I'm just like, hang up with me and go. Now,
I'm so bad about sports. I never know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm the same way, so don't feel bad. Now the whole Hall of Fame thing, it's finally over. Did you get a chance to see – you were back by the time they – you were back from overseas by the time they got inducted, right?
Yes, I had just gotten back from overseas, and I did see the ceremony, when they went up to get their accept their award. I did get to see all of that.
How do you feel? What'd you think? Did you think it came off all right?
I think it did. Yeah, I'm glad that they all got up there and kind of buried the hatchet for a little bit. Still think there's some. I don't know. I'm sure it's got to be weird to be in their shoes, and just try it. Because it's like they were saying, they're the original people that got Kiss going in the first place. But, it's all the other members are the ones that kept it going for all of these years. I mean, it's just 40 years of them just going, strong,
right.
It took all of the members to do that. So, it's always such a touchy subject too with people. I respect all of them for what they have put into Kiss. And
so you're not one of those purists that are like Paul, Ace, Gene, Peter. That's it. That's the only way Kiss should be. You basically accept everybody.
I accept everybody. I mean, if it hadn't been for the original lineup, they maybe never would have made it as big as they have. But also, with the original lineup, they wouldn't be able to play right now. I don't think that they would be able to tour with the original lineup. So,
I agree with you 100%.
It's we have to take one with the other, I guess.
Yeah, it's just like anything else. We would all love for the original band to have stayed together forever, but it hasn't, it just didn't work out that way. Have you had a chance to read or listen to Paul's book yet?
Not yet, no, but I have a couple of good friends of mine that went to, he had a book signing out here.
You're so lucky.
That was a couple of months ago, yeah. And I wanted to go, but there was just no way I was going to make it all the way over for where the book signing was and enough time, because they have the day job thing.
Right. And he's not coming to Atlanta.
Away everything.
He's not coming to Atlanta. No. Of course not. They don't ever. It's like New York and California and everywhere else, and they fly over us. And I know that they're going to probably do – he'll do a couple more things, but I would love if he would come to Atlanta. Now, touring and playing the, yourself, when you're with your band and you're playing around, do you try to keep it as close to, Ace's solos as possible, or do you play with it a little bit?
I try to keep it as close to his solos as possible. There are a few solos where I kind of do my own thing, but those are, to me, it's like the ones that are not as memorable and as melodic.
Sure, so signature.
I feel like I have a little bit of free range there. I mean, I try not to veer too far off, the path there. But I try to keep it as close to him as I can.
How long have you been playing guitar?
About 10 or 15 years now.
Oh, wow, that's great. That's really cool. The reason why I asked about the solos was because I would be wondering if I know that a lot of the other guys that I've met that have been Ace, people come up and go, you didn't play that solo right. It's like, so I'm imagining that you try to keep it as close as possible so people don't like, hey.
That's funny. Yeah. And plus, there's nothing worse than going to see a band and they bust out into the solo that is like so memorable and they're not playing the solo that's so memorable and you're just like, what are they doing?
Yeah. Like when Vinny was in Kiss.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, that's not how the solo goes. He didn't even bother to learn it.
Yeah. I there's guitar players that do that, but I really do try my best to get as close to what he's playing,
Now, let me ask you this. When you obviously you are a huge Kiss fan, and when you're somewhere and you meet somebody, whether it be a man or a woman in there and they're into Kiss, when you can step in and carry on the conversation, are men usually surprised?
Actually.
It's too bad. I was thinking, man, but I've met a few women or ladies that, have been into Kiss, and when they talk to you about it, they really know what they're talking about. It's never half-heartedly. Now, to be honest with you, I can only think of one time where I had a conversation with a girl Kiss fan that she thought that Tommy was Ace, and I remember going, no, that's not – she was like, I love Kiss. I'm going to see them, and I was like, you're going to see them? Yeah. She's like, I love Ace. I was like, he's not in the band anymore. She's like, well, who's that guy? I was like, okay, let's stop this conversation now. Now, what's your favorite Kiss album? I'm going to get into this now because I really am. I know Ace is your favorite. What's your favorite Kiss album?
Oh, man.
I'm putting you on the spot, girlfriend.
I know. I love the Destroyer album. I really do. And I know they have so many good albums. That's really a hard question to ask. But
Destroyer's good.
I guess I would have. Yeah, I know it's one of the more commercial hits.
Sure.
Album, but I still love it. I love the artwork. I love everything about it. It's just such a cool album.
Okay, so Destroyer's your favorite album. Ace Frehley is your favorite guitar player now, or member of the band. Now, let me ask you this: what's your favorite era? Is it like costume wise, Dynasty or Love Gun or?
Well, I have to
say
Destroyer.
Yeah,
the whole like Alive one, Destroyer. Back in that era, I think with Dynasty they just kind of got a little too carried away. is my opinion, but
right. I'm a Love Gun guy. I love the album Love Gun. I love the artwork. I love the costumes. I think that, you know, I thought that I felt like at that point they had mastered everything that, you know, as far as, you know, their look. And when they came back on the reunion tour, that was the, you know, the costumes that they wore, and it made me so happy. Now, you know, they're going to be touring with Def Leppard. Now, it's basically like the 40th anniversary tour. Are you hoping that they're going to be playing like, you know, like I'm you were away when they were on not Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon. I believe you were away.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they did like King of the Nighttime World and a few, you know, songs that we haven't heard in a while. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm hoping that, you know, if they played, you know, when they go on tour with it being the 40th anniversary tour, are you hoping that they're going to, you know, cover a bunch of different eras, or what do you think? Do you think they're just going to give us a lot of the, you know, the hits and not really throw in any of those little nuggets that we like, you know, like the real major Kiss fan gets, you know, would go, I would love to hear King of the Nighttime World, but Kiss is not going to, hasn't played that, you know, in a long time.
Yeah. You know, I think that they might throw in a few nuggets. That's one of the things when we were on the Kiss cruise is to see some of the songs that they played. I mean, that you just don't ever hear them play live, you know,
yeah,
when they're on tour.
Sure. I saw the video of some of it. And when I went the first two times, like they, in the acoustic show, they threw in an Elder song, but they played an Elder song in makeup on the cruise, which I thought was amazing. Did you get to see more than one of the shows, or?
I got to see an acoustic show, and then I got to see the big show inside the
the theater, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. And so how did you get approached for that? Did you send in Sixth Man is the name of the company that does the cruises. If you guys out there haven't checked them out yet, make sure you do and go on the cruise. It's a ton of fun.
It's
a ton of fun.
Yeah.
It's not as expensive as you think it is. It might seem expensive, but the truth is you have time to pay it off. I know I did a show about this recently, and you know, but you have time to pay it off. It's a lot of fun. You're hearing it right here from Lace Fraley, who played on the show on the cruise and went, you know, and still had a great time. She, you know, it wasn't all business. It, you know, did you mingle with fans and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to mingle with a lot of Kiss fans. It was really, really cool to see so many Kiss fans from all over the world.
Yeah. Oh, and everywhere. It seems like everywhere is represented.
Everywhere.
It
was amazing.
It really is. You'll meet people from Germany and Russia and Sweden and Australia, and they're all just so happy to all be on like this mini Kiss planet. And they'll talk about anything Kiss, you know. Let me ask, did you get to meet the band or anything like that while you were playing, or did they come and watch you guys?
Well, apparently Doc McGee came and watched us, and because I actually got to meet Tommy, and he was telling me that he had heard good things about us from Doc McGee, which was really cool to hear from him. I'm like, wow.
Sure, that's awesome.
Yeah, so, I forgot Eric Singer. He got to see us perform, too, because we did, we were like the house band for the Drum Off competition. So they had all the drummers come up there, and he was the judge for that, so he got to see us perform.
Pretty sweet. Now, the rest of the people in your band, have you known them for a while, you said you joined 3 months or so after they got together. How did that come about?
I knew the drummer from another band that I played in, and one of the members from my other band was in a band with her. And so it's just kind of like we all kind of knew each other from different, you know, places. And her and the singer that we had at the time played in this other band that my band had played with whenever they were passing through the town that I used to live in. So it was kind of like we kind of knew each other in passing and knew each other from different bands and stuff. And so just thought of me whenever they were looking for Ace. And thank goodness I did.
Yeah, it's and now it's Kistery.
It is.
It is. That's pretty awesome. Now, what about you? Do you have a nice Kiss collection, or did you ever get into that at all?
No, I have. I mean, of course, I have a lot of their albums and stuff. But as far as like Kiss memorabilia and stuff like that, no, I'm guilty of not having a big collection.
Well, that's okay.
I spend all my money on guitars.
Sure. Yeah, 35. I'll tell you, I know plenty of major Kiss fans that just never bought a lot of the stuff. They've got all the music, and that was what Kiss was really about for them, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever dress up like Ace for Halloween?
Yes, I did dress up like him for Halloween. And actually, I played on this bowling team for just a little while. And we had, it was a really cool, it was like a rock and bowl. They had like played rock videos and everything while you're bowling and stuff. And it was just a lot of fun. But on the last game, the final game of the season, you know, the night where everybody's bowling to win money and stuff, we thought we would all dress up like Kiss just to draw off the other team. And it worked because we cleaned house.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What about, do you ever get any, like, backlash for being a girl, you know, Kiss band? You get any jerks?
Not really jerks, you know, just, I mean, I've heard this 100 times, you know, as a female guitar player, just, you know, you're pretty good for a girl. It's like, I know they're not trying to be, you know, they're not trying to be mean or rude or anything, but it's still kind of like, girl, do you have to throw the poor girl on there?
That's really not that necessary, I don't think. I always, I'm a guitar teacher, so I know that girls can play. As a matter of fact, I have a few girls that smoke the boys, and I love pointing it out.
Amazing.
I love pointing it out to the boys too. Hey, you know how you don't practice? You know how you don't practice? Come here, listen to her. She practices. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you, I have a student that at the recital that's coming up that we're going to play, she's going to be playing Eruption and blowing the guys away.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. When anybody plays that period, guy or girl, you're still, yeah, that's exactly your reaction. Wow. Let's talk about, did you get turned off by the whole Hall of Fame back? Did you get to follow any of that? All the back and forth and bickering and, you know, as a Kiss fan, when you hear that kind of stuff, how does it make you feel? Does it aggravate you or does it make you
sad?
It
aggravates me. And it just makes me, you know, and sometimes I just see, you know, Kiss fans just going back and forth with each other about the members and stuff. And it's like, I don't know. For me, it's like, can we just get back to the music? Because it just really bothers me that everybody, I don't know. It bothers me.
that's good. I like that. Let's just get back to the music. You know, it's like that was the whole reason, you know, the band got together in the first place. Their makeup was secondary. Who was in the band was important, but, you know, the music, what they created was important. And then, you know, and they're still doing it for us. You know, it's all, you know, some people will be like, oh, well, you know, they're doing it because they're money hungry, but they don't have to do it anymore if they don't want to. They obviously.
Yeah, they don't have to do it. Yeah. I'm sure they're doing very well for themselves.
Sure. Yeah. And then you have all these people that. And I'm sure you'll agree that one day when Kiss is gone, they're going to be the same people that are like, oh, I don't like this, blah, blah, blah. They're going to be like, oh, man, wouldn't it be awesome if Kiss came to town?
Yeah.
When they did the farewell tour, I was miserable. I was like, man, this is going to be the last time I see my favorite band. I brought all my buddies to it, you know, because they hadn't had the chance to see Kiss. And I was like, I just want to make sure you see this before it all goes away. And then, of course, a couple years later, they came back and they all went back again, you know, this time with their girlfriends and wives. And it was pretty awesome. Now, when you were I don't think I touched on this yet, but I saw a video of you on the army base running away from a dog, and the dog runs up and jumps you. You were in a suit. Tell everybody how that came about.
Well, that was the that was the day after we had performed, and they took us around to the different you know, they like to kind of give you a tour of some of the things that they do on the base. So that was the canine unit, and they were doing some demonstrations of the training that they do with the canine dogs. And so that suit that you see me in is the bite suit, which is what they train in to have the dogs attack them. So they were doing demonstrations with the bite suit, and they were actually in the bite suit, and then they asked us which one of us wanted to get into the bite suit. And so I volunteered, and the dog attacked me twice, and the first time the dog attacked me, it actually got my hand pretty good and left some nice little bite mark bruises and stuff.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I'm so glad I already performed, because that would have been difficult.
It was that bad.
Yeah, it was pretty nasty, but it's fine. It didn't like break the skin and just bruised up pretty bad, and you know. But the next thing they did was just have me run in the bite suit, and that's what you saw the video of, was me trying to run in this 60-pound suit with the dog chasing after me.
It didn't look like it was easy to run in that.
No, I was afraid that the suit was going to fall down too, and then the dog would, you know, really have fun with me.
Sure, yeah, that would have been ugly. That's pretty amazing. I never thought about I've seen the tribute bands, you know, and I never thought about the fact until I talked to you when you told me that you were going to be going overseas, because we've been back and forth for about a month now, and I thought, man, they go overseas. I just for some reason just pictured you like, you know, at the whiskey, you know, hey, we're having Pris here tonight, and then you guys, you know, it didn't ever occur to me, you know, and I don't know why, you know, but you guys obviously get around. Do people like, can anybody just call you up and say, hey, I got money, I want you guys to come and play?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Have guitar, will travel.
Exactly. Is this all you do for a living?
No, I have a day job.
You have a day job.
So.
Oh, okay. Is it the kind of day job where when people find out that you're in a Kiss tribute band, they go, really?
Some people do. Some people are like, really?
Well, I know Lee, who is in the Black Diamond band, Kiss tribute band, all female. She is a dentist. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So she was like, when people find out that she was, you know, into Kiss as much as she was, they were always like, for real? And I just don't understand why. It's surprising to people, for, you know, but anyway. All right. So
yeah.
before we get going, I wanted to ask you one more question. What do you think is going to happen after this 40th anniversary tour? Do you think that Paul and Gene are going to hang it up and stop the band, or do you think they're going to do what they keep saying they're going to do, and that's put other people in their makeup and let the band keep going?
You know, I really hope that they don't hang it up. I was actually talking about the other day that it would be, you know, it would be such a bummer for them not to tour anymore. And then to put somebody else in their makeup, I don't know. To me, that really loses the point at that point, you know.
Would that be the end for you? You would understand. Younger kids might go, oh, I'm still going to keep going. But for you, a person that's like, you know, even though you're into Kiss now, you know, Kiss 2.0 is what they call it. You would be like, I don't want to, you know, I don't need to go see that. I saw the, you know, the real thing.
Yeah, I'd have to see it too, though. I think I'd have to, just out of curiosity, you know, the Kiss 2.0 to see what I think about it, but you know, I don't know. I kind of understand wanting to keep the Kiss Army going and everything. I think that's kind of cool, because, you know, no other band really has ever, you know, tried to keep their band going. I mean, it's kind of the whole, like, you know, thing about them, you know, but I don't know. It would be different for sure, you know.
Sure. And, you know, I, the way I feel about it is once Paul and Gene are out, I might as well come and see you. Because it's, you know what I'm saying? I might as well come see you because it's the same, you know, at that point, you know, I have buddies that are like, it's a tribute band. It's half of a tribute band. It's half Kiss. You know, I've got those Nazi Kiss fans that are like that, you know, but as when Paul and Gene are gone, then it's really a tribute band. I don't know.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know if they see that. I don't know. You know, for me, it would have to be, you know, you could put somebody in Paul Stanley's makeup and you could put somebody in Gene Simmons' makeup and costumes. But if they act just like Paul and Gene with the prancing around the stage and, you know, the way Gene walked and, you know, at that point, I'm going to go, you know, but if the guys get, you know, were able to get their own personalities and throw it into the Star Child and throw it into the Demon, I think it would be more fun. But if you're going to walk up there and act exactly like Paul Stanley, well, then I'll go see Pris.
Yeah, I totally hear what you're saying on that, too.
Okay, well, listen, it's been really great having you on. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You have a website, right?
Yes, it's PrisArmy.com.
PrisArmy.com.
And then we're also on Facebook, too.
And go, if you guys are, when you guys are listening to this, while you're listening, go, your phones do it, click on your Facebook app, go in there and go and friend their page or like their page and then, you know, wait for them to come to your town and go and see them and support them and tell them you heard them on Podcast Rock City and then maybe they'll, you know, I can get more of them on. It'll be a lot of fun, you know, a lot of fun to talk to everybody. And I really appreciate you doing this. I know that, you know, you got, you're out in California, so you're a few hours behind me. So it's probably about dinner time now, huh?
Yeah, sure. Close to dinner time.
Close to dinner time. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you go so you can go eat your dinner. I thank you again from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate it. You're really like my first non-podcast guest, which is really awesome. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. You take it easy.
Okay. You too.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Lace Fraley from Pris, P-R-I-S-S. If you want to go and check her out, she really can play. She's on YouTube. They're on Facebook. Check them out. Friend them. Go see them if they're playing your town. She's really awesome and a lot of fun to talk to. So friendly. Also, don't forget, go to iTunes and review my show, please. I really appreciate it if you would. And or on Podomatic if you happen to be listening to Podomatic. Don't forget that I have that contest taking two people with me from the Southeast. I guess if you're going to be in Atlanta for the Kiss show or you could get to Atlanta for the Kiss show, I'll take you. We'll sit on the lawn. We'll watch the show. We'll do a podcast together. It will be awesome. I will see you guys next time, hopefully with Ken Mills from the Podkist. If that doesn't work out, I'll have something else going on. But, man, the topic that we have is going to be really, really deep. So, see you next time. Peace.
Greetings from Jan Bell, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Bon right. Jovi have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss!
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Cassius Morris, host of KISS podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing let it.
We'll see you here.
History Science Theater, the most civilized.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
KISS Podcast on the web. History Science Theater. We bust balls because we care.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right. Their daddies are all right. They just seem a little weird. They even got their KISS records out. This is Ken from the PodKISS. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a KISS fan, chances are you checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the PodKISS feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of PodKISS. Tell a friend about PodKISS today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. PodKISS.
That's a picture of Joseph KISS Sr., who came up with the vision of KISS in 1753.
Right, that's
of course a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph KISS Sr.
All right.